Welcome to the Upper Mentality Podcast. My name is Taylor Staden, and I am the founder and lead consultant of Upper Mentality, where I actively train the minds of athletes from professional right down to youth sport to help them have more consistent high performances. As a mental performance consultant, I get questions like these, or I hear things like these all the time. You know, how do I have a great game tonight? Or I want to score tonight. Tonight has to be the best game of my season. And when I hear things like that, or I get asked, you know, similar type questions, I actually encourage my athletes to kind of rewind a little bit here, because they're thinking way too much about the future. They're thinking way too much about outcomes. And pretty much, for the most part anyways, they're also expecting themselves to be perfect, to not make mistakes. So when you think about having an amazing game, having a great game is essentially about winning more moments than you lose. So if you're a hockey player, it's about winning more shifts than you lose. You know, whether you play, let's say, football, or, you know, it's winning more plays than you lose. And so no matter what it is, we want to start to think smaller. So let's say you're a hockey player and you get on average, 20 shifts a game. You think, okay, what if I just focus on trying to win 16 of my 20 shifts? And if I do that, I'm setting myself up to make an impact and have a great game. What this does is, now, one, it gives you some permission to fail, because having a great game isn't necessarily about having 20 perfect shifts. And I can almost guarantee you, you are not going to have 20 perfect shifts. So if you expect that of yourself, or if that's essentially what you're telling yourself and priming yourself for before games, then the moment something goes wrong, now you're writing yourself off. When the reality is that you're allowed to make mistakes, and making mistakes is part of high performance. So if you instead focus on trying to win more shifts than you lose, set more manageable goals, and essentially take it shift by shift and just focus on trying to win the shift, suddenly you bring your mind much more closer to the present. You're focusing on what you can control. And at the end of the day, you're really just playing a game within the game. Because each shift or each moment is like a mini game, something that's part of the bigger picture. So my question for you today would be, what's one thing you could start doing to help you start to take your game shift by shift, instead of thinking way too far in the future and putting those high expectations on yourself to be perfect and to have an amazing game? Now, if you or someone you know are tired of getting the same results and are motivated and ready to take your game to the next level, go check us out at uppermentality.ca. The link to my website can be found in the description of the podcast, so no need to scramble for a pen and paper or pause the podcast. Just simply go down into the description and it'll give you a direct link to get to where you need to go.